The Ukrainian president and opposition leaders have signed an agreement to end the country's political crisis, which has left dozens of people dead and hundreds of others injured. The presidential press office says in a statement that the agreement envisages constitutional changes to reduce the president's power, formation of a national unity government, and early presidential elections. The agreement follows overnight meetings involving President Viktor Yanukovych and opposition leaders, along with foreign ministers of Poland, France, and Germany, and the chairman of Russia's Human Rights Commission. The president made concessions to the opposition in a bid to avoid further bloodshed and casualties among the demonstrators and police officers. The United States has strongly condemned an attack by militant group Al-Shabaab against Somali's presidential palace in Mogadishu. 12 people, including 9 attackers and 3 people on the government side, were killed in the attack on Friday. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab has recently increased its attacks on Somali government targets and African Union mission in Somalia.